Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Well, tomorrow I'm going to attend a naturalization ceremony to watch a family member become British. Now, after a very eccentric examination, this is the test that they have to go through, as well as, of course, providing the relevant documents, the person was finally admitted as being British, and the ceremony is tomorrow. Now, one of the weird things that happens here in the UK is something I want to share with you today. I find it quite funny, but maybe not everyone sees it that way. Here in the UK, when you go to do anything, or if something happens to you, you're given a booklet. And the booklet begins, "Now that you are," or "Now that you have." It's the most bizarre thing. For example, in the health service, when I was diagnosed with diabetes, I was given the booklet, "Now that you have diabetes." It's rather bizarre. It's a booklet of 6 or 7 pages outlining the disease and what you can expect from the health service. There's a whole host of other ones as well. I had my eyes tested just a few weeks ago, and they gave me the booklet, "Now that you've had your eyes tested," because they put into my eyes some kind of drops, which meant that I had blurred vision for a few hours. I don't know why they bothered giving me the booklet. I mean, it's not like I could read it. But anyway, we have this bizarre system. The other thing which they often give to people, another booklet, "Now that you have cancer," telling you what you can expect from the NHS. I mean, it just seems a little bit cold and odd. And of course, tomorrow, the family member who will become British, they're going to be given the booklet, "Now that you're British," listing all of the things that you can do and expect from the time of the ceremony. It's rather bizarre. Of course, these booklets can cause offence. I was given one when I became 50, "Now that you're 50. Telling me that I'll be receiving regular screenings for different diseases. "Now that you have COVID," is another one I remember. And there's a few others going around. "Now that you have retired." "Now that you're a pensioner." "Now that you're 65. Yeah, it was a little bit strange. Now, I tried to do some research just to find out exactly when all of this started. And according to the government, these were small advisory booklets that were distributed through National Health Service offices, local authorities such as councils, benefits offices and employers. They were especially common from the 60s until the 80s, and they still are, depending on exactly what's happened to you. The purpose wasn't really medical. They explained practical matters such as pensions, service entitlement from the health service, prescriptions, dental treatments, housing and social services. Oh yes, I remember the one, "Now that you're homeless, dot, dot, dot." And then you read on to see how the government can help you. Many were produced by government departments working alongside health and welfare services. And apparently these booklets have been largely replaced, but not completely. I mean, I'm still getting them, admittedly emailed to me, but they are still around for a number of different things. Now, I had a quick look around to see which ones you can expect to see today. Apparently, for mental health, "Now that you're able to identify as schizophrenic." "Now that you're able to identify as having ADHD or mental illness. I think the older I get, the more cynical I become. It is rather odd, you know, that we still have some of these. And some of the wording is ridiculous, especially the ones that have become more politically correct now that you're able to identify as. So the one that comes out tomorrow, now that you're British, is handed to you along with a celebratory coin. Okay, so this will be interesting. I really want to see what the coin's like. So if you become British these days, you do a little exam, which has some bizarre questions about tea in there and teacups. And you have to fill in lots of forms, do an English exam. Yeah, a very easy English exam, it seems. And then if you are successful, you receive an email and you're told, congratulations, you're British, book yourself into your local council's next naturalization ceremony. And that's exactly what my family member did. But I can't wait to see this booklet now that you're British. I don't know what's different about us, how we're supposed to act. I know during the ceremony, you are supposed to swear an allegiance to the king. That'll be funny. I really want to see that. But my favourite one still, I think, is now that you have COVID. I think that's my favourite booklet. But now that you're British, yeah, I really want to say that. I really want to see it. And that's really all I wanted to say today, just to have a little smile with you about some of these booklets that our government use. Most of them have gone, but many of them are still around. And if you are in a lesson with me in the coming weeks, ask me about the booklets now that you are British. And if I have it at hand, I'll show it to you. Right, that's it from me. I hope you've enjoyed this. Let's talk again soon. See you all now. Bye.
Joseph, the English teacher, guiding words like a preacher. Chalk in hand, he's on a mission, shaping dreams with precision.